Hi, this is J Squared, KLMT. That's our group. And we have Crystal, me, I'm JD. We have Leslie, John, Matt, and Tim here. And we're going to be discussing some physics stuff. Yeah. We're just going to be rolling around things, so if we jump from map to map, don't hate us. All right, so what's the first thing we're going to talk about?
Basically how like
How cool it is, bike.
Yeah, like physics is so cool that it just takes control of everything. Think it's basically what Tony's been talking about through class, how physics relates to so many other things, not just in science but just in life in general. Basically, you know, it's the laws of physics, they govern every other system in any other science, basically, like biology or chemistry or physiology and stuff like that. It's all going to involve physics. And physics is basically, you know, it's connected with the other sciences, and it's because it's what governs what makes up the universe. So if it's, you know, if it has control over the energy and the matter, it's going to obviously have a part in every other science that we learn.
Wow, thank you.
Powerful stuff.
Okay, so what are you gonna talk
Big Bang, Big Bang. What?
The blue
Boom.
goo.
What's the Big Bang about? Like.
Let's pitch in on that one. Okay, fine. I'll talk about the Big Bang for each of y'all. Well, basically, the Big Bang. Term used to explain what happened approximately 13.7 billion years ago, and the explosion, quote unquote, of a primeval atom, which started the universe basically. And the Big Bang is also used to describe the theory why distant galaxies are traveling away from us at great speeds and the origin of the universe. And also that all matter and energy of space was contained at one point, then released, forming galaxies. So kind of all in one thing. And it's also, according to Wikipedia, I don't know how valid this is, but it's also used to explain Hubble's observations. And there are a lot of other observations involved in the Big Bang. But so now that you know what the Big Bang is, how does it what was the question?
Relate to 20th century existential postmodernist
So that long word meaning
thought.
that postmodernists, I'm just going go with that. Postmodernists believe that
No, I just thought God made it all.
They
So I can challenge
believe
my beliefs.
that things did not originate from the center, so
All right,
it
that's right.
opposes the Big Bang theory. Originating at one point, and postmodernists think that it didn't. So
I don't know about postmodernists, but actually, Hubble and the rest of them actually mathematically did this kind of thing. So I don't know which one I'd go with. But yeah, so now that you know what all that stuff is, I can't even say them. We can do what, Bloom's taxonomy? So Bloom's taxonomy, dealing with a lot of taxonomy stuff. It's actually an extension of critical thinking, and oh, actually
Want to do critical thinking
we'll do
first?
critical thinking first. So I want you guys to take this since you guys have college.
It's kind of
Give me
like
any time.
analyzing a situation, basically. You got to look at both sides of the story. You can't just make assumptions or take the first thing you read and believe it. You got to, you know, go through all the steps of critical thinking to.
Basically, it's not English.
Yeah.
How's it not English? Critical thinking. Leslie, go ahead, shoot off.
Well, critical thinking is pretty much made of like observations, facts, and inferences, assumptions, opinions, and arguments. So,
So what do each one of these do?
well,
The run-of-the-mill stuff.
pretty much observations. observations, which you're observing what's going on with the problem that you're trying to solve. Facts is what you determine, like what makes it true. Inferences is the validity of it.
References?
Inferences.
Okay. All right, associates.
It's what we believe. Arguments are pretty much things that are challenging it. By critical thinking, we're trying to prove something. We're going through these processes to prove what we believe is right.
Okay, okay.
Good answer, good answer. So now that we know what critical thinking is, we're going to talk about a what extension of critical thinking. Wow, they just can't stop somewhere. So it's Bloom's taxonomy. So...
Well, Bloom's taxonomy is pretty much a type of critical thinking. It's pretty much consistent of knowledge, comprehension, application, and analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. And so knowledge is just facts or info you have about the certain topic. Comprehension is understanding what the facts or info, or actually data you collected, means. Then you go on to the next step, which is application, and it's finding a practical use for that data found, whether it be like in an equation or just somewhere, you just try to apply it somewhere within. Then there's analysis, which is breaking down the data into parts and seeing how they work. Synthesis, the next step is synthesis, taking previous knowledge and connecting it with knowledge you use or data. Okay, and evaluation is just ability to judge all the data you have. So that's just a pretty brief explanation of the elements of Bloom's taxonomy.
Right on.
So now we're going to go to a little bit about problem solving.
Yeah, even more boring stuff.
All right, problem solving is involved in every profession. It's pretty much dealing with identities, the problem through observation, subjects, or objective examinations that will locate the problem. Also, you form data collected, and then you assess that data that you have collected, and you determine and you develop the most effective treatment plan that will improve maximum results, and that is problem solving.
All right, thank you very much. All right, so one last thing. How does this all apply or tie into our future occupations, whatnot, majors? So we have 3 biology majors and 3 physical therapy majors. Woohoo, physical therapy. So we have one becoming dentist, one becoming what, zoologist person, and vet, okay, and everybody physical therapy. So basically all of us, despite how different we all are and how what we're going to do in the future, we all have to use everything that we just said, pretty much that we know that physics is a fundamental science, that's why we're taking this class. And, you know, about Bloom's taxonomy, critical thinking, and problem solving, we have to use that every day just to get by. And the fact that our majors, and that's going to be our occupations, we are problem solvers. Physical therapy, we have to know how to approach a problem and to rehabilitate a person, being that we're fixing the person, per se. And so we have to use observations, facts that we know what happened. Do you know what happened? What did your doctor or ortho say? Inferences, assumptions, oh, maybe I might be this or that. And our opinions and our arguments all the time just to fix something. And then our other majors here, our biology majors, you know, dentists fix the teeth. Zoologists, gotta know what's wrong. Yeah, what's wrong with the animal? Fix the animal. And then vet too, same thing, almost different. Oh, I'm not gonna put you the same, because you might be like, no, it's not the same thing. You're both dealing with it. I'm sorry, I don't mean anything insulting you. But yeah, we're pretty much all just problem solvers in our own way, and we do have to approach it in certain ways. Approach our problems, even though they may be different, you know, we have to approach them the same way. You know, we have to think it through, and so we don't get like sued or anything, or bitten or something like that, you know. Rawr, you know. That's so bad. Okay, so
that's J squared.
That's all we got.
Caleb and T.